SOP number 62, brought to you by GoToMeeting.com.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, welcome to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. I'm your host, Dave Jackson. Thanks for tuning in. Check us out at schoolofpodcasting.com for our hours of tutorials, our hundreds of resources for podcasters, as well as our show archives at schoolofpodcasting.net. If you'd like to contact the show, simply send me an email to schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. On the show today, we're talking interview tactics, part two. You see, in the past week, I've been interviewed actually about two or three times here, depending on what you consider an interview. And the one that really sticks in my head was one I did for Music Business Radio, where I was talking about the power of podcasting. And I do these, it's really weird, number one, being on the other side of the microphone, but I try to do these with my guests when I do have guests, and that is what's called a pre-interview, where you're telling your guest what you're going to be talking about. Not so much that you're looking for detailed interviews, because, well, that would be the interview, but just here's what to expect. And sure enough, I kind of fell into the trap that many of my guests do, which is I start giving the long, you know, answers, things of that nature. And so you need, when you're doing an interview with someone, let them know that, hey, what I want to do now is ask you a series of yes or no questions. All I need is yes or no. Realize this is the direct opposite of what you want to do when you're actually doing the interview. You don't want yes or no questions. You want to ask them questions that allow them to expand and give you information. So sure enough, Dave asked, can you give us kind of a podcasting 101? And I went, sure. And then went into this long explanation. And Dave said, that's great. He goes, I don't really need that. Just let me know if that's what you want to talk about or not, if this is good, or if you have an answer for it. And sure enough, I fell into this trap that later in the interview, he asked me to do a little podcasting 101. And I gave him a different answer than I did in the pre-interview, because in my head, I'd already answered that once and I didn't want to have him hear the same answer twice. At which point he then liked my first answer that I gave in the pre-interview and kind of motioned to me that, hey, give that analogy again. That analogy, by the way, I might as well give that here, is that one of the powers of podcasting is, let's say you're a musician, which I am, in addition to being a teacher and many other things, and let's say I like Guitar Player Magazine. Okay, this is to explain what an RSS feed is. And let's say you like Guitar Player Magazine. So every week, you go down to the Borders or your local book stand, your, you know, magazine stand, to see if there's a new Guitar Player Magazine. Well, wouldn't it be cool if Guitar Player Magazine called me and said, hey, Dave, we're going to send you over a personal assistant. And you just sit on the couch. They're going to go check Borders or the local magazine rack, and every day they'll check it, every hour they'll check it, however frequently you want them to check, you can do that. And then when there is a new Guitar Player Magazine, that assistant will bring it back to you on the couch. All you have to do is sit on the couch and wait for the new magazine to show up. That's what an RSS feed is. Each podcast provides an RSS feed so that people can subscribe to it. And whenever a new show populates, whether it's, you know, once a week, once a day, once a month, whatever, as soon as you fire up your iTunes or whatever aggregator you're using, that is automatically delivered to your computer. That was my little analogy, and he really liked that. And because I did that in the pre-interview, I kind of, I guess unconsciously, didn't want to repeat that. So that's one of the things when you're doing an interview with someone, let them know, I'm going to do the pre-interview now. I don't need long, detailed questions. I just need a yes or no. That way, your guest doesn't feel like they're repeating themselves, and the content is fresh. So let them know up front, all I need is a yes or no. Is this something you'd like to talk about? And then kind of go from there. So that's my tip today for podcasters out there. Setting up the interview with a really good pre-interview. Let's move on to our last 5 and 5 segment. This is where, if I had called you on the phone right now and said, what were the last 5 podcasts you listened to? Well, you could tell me that by calling in 888-563-3228 or sending to schoolofpodcasting podcastingsmorninganouncements@gmail.com. I got to apologize. I'm really, really stuffed up. I actually feel horrible right now. I have a headache. So if I sound a little weird, then weirder, I guess I should say, than usual, it's because I'm just not feeling well. Winter has hit here in Ohio, which is where I'm podcasting from, and we had snow on the ground and apparently germs in the air because I just feel awful. But so I apologize if I sound a little weird today. Now, speaking of being sick, think about this, okay? Our sponsor is GoToMeeting.com. How many times do you go to work because you have to, because you can't miss that meeting? Think about it. With GoToMeeting.com, you wouldn't have to go to work. That's right. Instead of driving 2 hours for that one-hour meeting or, you know, all that waste of money of driving, things like that, you can hold your meeting, invite people to meet you online. Now, during your call, they see your computer screen on their monitor. Now, you can meet as long as you want and as often as you need for one flat rate. Now, you can try GoToMeeting free for 45 days. No credit card required. No, none at all. Just visit GoToMeeting.com and type in the promo code PODCAST. So think about it. Think about all the time you go to work, you're sick, then everybody else is sick. The company's productivity goes down the tubes. You can avoid it all by meeting online with GoToMeeting. Go to GoToMeeting.com and use the promo code PODCAST. Try GoToMeeting free today. Today's last 5 and 5 comes from Larry of the Daily Journal podcast.
Well, okay, so what's your podcast?
Hi, my name is Larry Lacoste with the Daily Journal podcast.
Beautiful. And the last 5 podcasts. Now, in this case, we're actually doing this live. I just asked Larry, what were the last 5 podcasts you listened to? So those would be?
Sure. They would be the HGTV podcast, mm-hmm. Podcast 411, okay. Winecast. Mm-hmm. I really like wine a lot, and so that trips my trigger.
Who's the host of that, do you know?
Yeah,
I know. That wasn't one of the 5 questions.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no bonus round.
Okay. Guy from California. I can't remember. off the top of my head. Besides the obvious, like the daily Source Code.
Okay.
And then also, I listen to Axe and Hash. I really like C.C. Chapman.
He's a good guy.
He is. And I have major respect for that guy.
And where can we find your podcast?
At daily-journal.com.
Good. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
All right, another tool I thought I would point out here. In the past, I've talked to members at the School of Podcasting about how you can use Yahoo's Notepad. And recently, I started playing with Google Documents. If you go to Google, and when you're over there, let me go to Google here. I'll just do this. Click on the More option on the right-hand side, and then go to Even More. You'll see where there's an option for Docs and Spreadsheets. And what it is, it's kind of like having Microsoft Word and Excel, but it's online. So you can access these from any particular computer. And you can also then have multiple people sign on to the same document. So if you have multiple people in your podcast, they can all contribute to this document. So for example, I do the podcast with Rob from Podcast 411 and Gary from Podcast Pickle called Today in Podcasting. We might want to use this to collaborate on what we're going to talk about, things like that. Now, we're currently using Delicious for that, but just an example of, you know, you're already at Google probably for your Gmail or everything else that you're using it for. Just another quick free tip that you might want to check it out. And before we head out the door, I did get a voicemail. I thought I would play this for you. Check it out.
Good day. My name is Tim Warren. I'm the publisher of Travel Business Success Podcast, which can also be found at travel-business-success.com. We provide business strategies and marketing and e-marketing solutions to the global travel, tourism, and hospitality industry. And it was my great pleasure to come across Dave Jackson's School of Podcasting podcast early in 2006. And it was very instrumental and encouraging to help me launch and grow my podcast quickly. I really enjoy Dave's wisdom and how he breaks down information into easy bite-sized themes and chunks. This is a great technology podcasting, and I would advise anybody who in any sector, especially in the travel industry, to jump into podcasting. And if you're looking for a great resource, Dave Jackson School of Podcasting, and his website and his podcasts are just wonderful. So I highly recommend it. This is Tim Warren with Travel Business Success Podcast signing off. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Tim. And somebody else who's getting into podcasting, check out spintexfitness.com Coach Rob is probably going to kill me because he just really just stuck his toe into the podcasting waters. But a new member, nonetheless, at theschoolofpodcasting.com. And as always, I would love to be your personal podcast coach. So check us out, schoolofpodcasting.com. And again, all the show notes that we talked about today are at schoolofpodcasting.net. That's kind of the show archives. All the tutorials and such are at schoolpodcasting.com. It's going to do it. I'm stuffed up. I can't breathe anyway. Thank you. Since it is here in the U.S., the week of Thanksgiving, do me a favor and don't look at it as Turkey Day. Don't look at it as Football Day. Take a second, do some inventory, count your blessings. You know, name them one by one, as the old song goes. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. There we go. Thank you very much. And until we meet again, everyone, class dismissed.